Good morning.
Hi.
Monday, which is a holiday for like half of people.
I know.
And kids are home from school and all that. No mail, right?
Nope.
But then we're here, and a lot of people have to work today.
Right.
So I think we need an extra pep talk this morning.
Okay.
So it's good. Pretend we're in the locker room.
Yeah.
We're ready to go out on the field.
Yeah.
And face this day like this kid is going to go face that team.
Get angry. I want to see all of you do that. Because if you do that, you're determined to the game.
That's right.
I'm not saying be one person. Be you. But also have passion. Be determined. Be a maverick. And when we get on that field, let's show the Cisco Lobos how to be a maverick. Let's show that we can beat them on their home field. On our home field, we can beat them anywhere. We can go to New England, for goodness sake, play in the snow, and still beat them.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's go! Hey, he's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, he got me kind of feeling pretty peppy.
10-year-old kid from Texas who gave like an awesome, awesome pep talk to his team. What did he say at the beginning? Be determinated?
Yeah.
Get angry. I want to see all of you do that. Because if you do that, you're determinated to the game.
That's right. You're determinated to the game. I'm feeling determinated. I am the determinator. Let's go, Monday. Right?
Yeah, we definitely need that today. Right.
Reminds me of the Target guy. Remember the Black Friday? It was a couple years ago. The guy who was like
stood up on the
He was like, "This is Target. We're gonna
right.
Remember that?
Right,
we have that. We still have that. In the
we
system.
Probably do.
Here you go.
People of Target, brothers, sisters, hear me now. They're standing out there. Any moment now, those doors will be breached. Whatever comes through those gates." You will stand your ground with a smile on your face. They come here with bargains in their heads and fire in their eyes. And we shall give those bargains to them. We will show them that we are not just the best store in this neighborhood, but the best store anywhere. Because we are more than just a store. This is a team. This is a family. This is Target!
That's awesome.
Those two should meet up, right?
Yeah.
They can pep talk each other.
I would come to work on a Saturday if they were the boss. Right?
Right.
Oh, my God. Eva, by the way, so this could be a new segment. What's stressing Eva out today? And tonight is our outstanding women thing.
Yes.
So combine these two things. Tonight we have an event, which means dressing up.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one thing that stresses her out. And then we're on TV because it's Monday, and we do the thing on Channel 6 on TV on Mondays around 6:15. We check in and talk about some topic or whatever, and then we play a little game, you know. And that's statewide, by the way.
Oh, good Lord,
right.
Now.
So because Eva's so self-conscious about the way she looks, TV is like a stressful day.
I don't like it.
So between now and 6:20, she's weird and all that, and then we're off TV, and then it's back to normal. But not today, because we have an event tonight. So just the whole day is stress ball.
Oh, my God. Yes, I was kind of going through it with our friends yesterday at brunch that normally I would have curlers in my hair right now with my headphones askew. So
you
have
curlers. The event's not till 6 or 7 p.m.
I know, but these are Velcro, so that they need to set for a long time.
The whole starting at 12 hours ahead?
Well, what's my other choice? Like noon?
Well, yeah.
Well, but I want to have a little nap. And you can't nap with those curlers in your head. So
well, you can't do a radio show with them either. I mean, we've learned this the hard way. Because then your headphones didn't fit over there. You look like a crazy person.
Right, but I
good can't
hair.
Make eye contact.
I had good hair. But we can't go on TV with the curlers and my headphones all askew. Because they would probably be like...
Oh my God, that would have been amazing. Why didn't you do that?
I was going to do it, but I thought you would have nixed that, and then I would be in the state of having
oh my
to
God,
rip my curlers out.
That would have been hilarious.
I thought maybe the producers at Channel 6 would be like...
That would have been the whole topic.
Okay, well, I was trying to like, you know, be professional for once. So anyway,
what's that like?
I know, right? So now I had to punt, and I have to do curlers later in the day, which means a shortened curl time. So we'll have to see how my hair looks later. Anyway, that was the overnight.
Again, this is what's stressing Eva out today. We could just do this as a new segment every day.
Yeah.
5:10 every morning.
What's stressing Eva out today? Telling you, getting ready for events, stressing me out these days.
I know. Why?
Because I feel like it takes me longer to get to the place that I feel good. I know.
But you have plenty of nice outfits. I mean, we do these events all the time.
Yeah, but certain ones fit on certain days. Sorry, babe. We're in that part of our life. We don't just have a zillion options like you do, bucko.
Well, I am determined that you are going to look good. You know why?
Why?
This is Tolga! We are determined to look good tonight.
Right, we will.
For 20 outstanding women. All right, look for us on Channel 6 around 6:15 if you are home this morning and up early.